Shalom to all! Today we're going to be learning Mishnayos Brachos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnayos are being learned. Le'ilui Nishmas, Maris Miriam, Sara, Basar, Yaakov, Maisha, Herna, Shalmash, Rav, and Aliyah, and Bishchos, Rachel, Bastavar, Gittel, and Daniel, Eliezer, Ben Zippori, Rachel, they should be gebenched with Zereshel, Kayama, Bekar of Mamish. Now in the previous Mishnah, we learned about certain interruptions that a person is allowed to and not allowed to make, Bein HaPrakim, in between the different paragraphs of Shema. And we had given an example of what Bein HaPrakim could mean. That would mean in between the Bracha of Yotzer HaMa'iris and Ava Rabba. But now Mishnah Beis actually spells out all of what's considered Bein HaPrakim. Elohein Bein HaPrakim, this is considered Bein HaPrakim, this is considered in between paragraphs. Bein Bracha Rishayna Lashnia, and between the first Bracha and the second Bracha of Berchas Kriyashma, let's say for example, as we said previously, that would be in between the Bracha of Yotzer HaMa'iris and Ava Rabba. Bein Shnia Lashma, in between the second Bracha, which is Ava Rabba, and Shma, meaning you said HaBoicher Ba'am Yisrael Be'ava, and now right before you said Shma, you're considered Bein HaPrakim in between paragraphs. Bein Shema L'Vahayim Shemaya. In between Shema and Vahayim Shemaya, you said Al Mezuzah Is Be'Secho Visharecha. You haven't started Vahayim Shemaya yet. That's considered Bein HaPrakim. Bein Vahayim Shemaya L'Vayimer. In between Vahayim Shemaya and Vayimer, you said Kimea Shemayim Al Ha'aretz. You haven't started Vayimer yet. That's considered Bein HaPrakim. Bein Vayimer L'Emes V'Yatziv. You're in between Vayimer and Emes V'Yatziv. Finish saying Shema. You haven't said Emes V'Yatziv yet. That's considered Bein HaPrakim, and you're allowed to interrupt then. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Bein vayomer l'emes v'yatziv lo yafsik. In between vayomer and emes v'yatziv, you should not interrupt. Why not? It seems to be that that's a valid Bein HaPrakim. And the answer is because we know that really Shema in the Torah ends off with Ani Hashem Elokeichem. It does not end off Ani Hashem Elokeichem MS as we end off Shema. The reason why we end off Ani Hashem Elokeichem MS is because there's a pasuk that says Hashem Elokim MS. So therefore Chazal say that we should end off Kriya Shema with the word MS. But really, the word MS is part of the next paragraph, Emes V'yatziv. So Rabbi Yehuda says that we should interrupt in between the Ani Hashem Elokeichem and the Emes V'yatziv because really Emes is supposed to be connected to the Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And now moving on to a different topic. Rabbi Shuman Karcha says, Lama Kadam Shema L'Vahayim Shemaya. Why is it that in the order of the paragraphs of Kriya Shema, Shema comes before Vahayim Shemaya? Now you're very smart, so you're probably going to say, I'll tell you why, because Shema comes before Vahayim Shemaya in the Torah. So that's how we say Shema before Vahayim Shemaya. So it's definitely a good try. However, the Gemara tells us that can't be, because we know that the Parsha of Vayomer, the last Parsha of Shema, actually in the Torah comes before the first Parsha of Shema. So don't say that the reason why we say Shema before Vahayim Shemaya is because Shema comes before Vahayim Shemaya in the Torah, while Vayomer comes before Shema in the Torah, and we say Vayomer last. So what's the real reason we say Shema before Vahayim Shemaya? That's so the person could accept upon himself the yoke of heaven first. Meaning, when a person says Shema, he accepts upon himself that Hashem is the king of the world, and Hashem is the one that controls the world, and we do everything because Hashem says so, and therefore he first has to say Shema, and then he's able to accept upon himself the yoke of mitzvahs. The paragraph of Vahayim Shemaya talks about the mitzvahs and talks about learning Torah, and a person can't really fully accept Torah and mitzvahs unless he knows where they're coming from, and unless he accepts Hashem, the one who gave him the Torah and the mitzvahs first. So first he has to accept Hashem first, that's Shema, and then he can accept the mitzvahs. That's why we say Shema, and then Vahayim Shemaya. So the Mishnah continues asking, well, if that's true, so then Vahayim Shemaya L'Vayomer, why do we say Vahayim Shemaya before Vayomer? The Parsha of Vayomer actually has a little bit of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim in it, because it says, L'man Tizkru V'asisim Es Komitz V'asai, Ani Hashem L'Kechem. So that's accepting Hashem upon yourself. So why don't we first say Shema, and then say the Parsha of Vayomer? Because they both talk about Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim and then say the Parsha of Vahayim Shemaya. So the Mishnah answers, Shevahayim Shemaya, whatever we're learning about in Vahayim Shemaya, which is talking about Limud HaTorah and keeping the mitzvahs, Noeg Bayoyim Ubalayla, that actually is during the day and at night. We know that we have to learn Torah Vehigesi Bayoyim Uvalayla. You have to learn Torah during the day and at night. So therefore, we're going to say Vahayim Shemaya after Shema. Whereas Vayomer, the main topic of Vayomer, which we already said previously, is talking about Tzitzis in a Noeg El Bayoyim. The mitzvah of tzitzis is only during the day. You do not have to wear tzitzis at night. The chiyuv is only to wear tzitzis during the day, and that's why we say the parsha of Vayomer last. And now moving on to Mishnah Gimel with more halachas of Kriya Shema. Hakar is Shema v'lo yishmila aznai. A person said Shema, but he could not hear what he said. We call it lip service. All this fellow did was mouth the words, but he didn't actually say them. He didn't verbalize them so that he could hear them with his own ear. Yatza, he is still Yaitze Kriya Shema. Whereas Rabbi Yaisi Omer, Rabbi Yaisi argues with the Tanakama. He says, La Yatza, this person is not Yaitze. Rabbi Yaisi says, the Pasuk tells us, Shema, you have to hear what you're saying. And if you don't hear what you're saying, Rabbi Yaisi tells us, you are not Yaitze. Let's say, Kara, this person said Shema, V'loy diktek b'yisi yaseo. He wasn't careful with the words. He didn't carefully enunciate each and every word. Let's say, for example, we have the words al livavecha together, and he just mushed them together, al livavecha. Or, for example, in Shema, we have the words esev b'sadcha, and he didn't enunciate those words, and he just mushed them together and said esev b'sadcha. So Rabbi Yaisi Omer, Rabbi Yaisi tells us Yatza, he actually is Yaitze. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, lo Yatza, he's not Yaitze because he didn't enunciate his words. Now, in these two halachas that we just learned, a person not enunciating the words of Shema properly, or a person saying Shema but he can't actually hear what he says, the actual halacha is that a person is Yaitze. It's obviously much better to enunciate the words properly, and it's much better to be able to say Shema in a way that you can hear yourself saying Shema, but if a person didn't do so, he's still Yaitze Kriya Shema. Another thing, Hakari Lamafreya, let's say this person read out of order. He said one pasuk, and then decided to say the pasuk before that. For example, he said, Uchsavtem al mezuzos beisecho visharecha, and then he said the pasuk that comes before that, he said, Ukshartem lois al yodecha, he read completely out of order. La Yatza, he's not Yaitze. That's because he has to read Shema in the order that it says it in the Torah. Karaveta, let's say he was saying Shema and he made a mistake. He skipped a word or he skipped a pasuk. Yachzer l'makom sheta, he has to go back to that place where he made a mistake. He can't just continue reading till the end of Shema and then make up those words or that pasuk at the end. He has to go back to the place where he made a mistake, start from there, and continue going from there, repeating that which he already said. The reason is because he skipped those words. You can't just skip words in Shema. You have to say every single word in Shema. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalid and Mishnah Hey. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.